This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Rabbi Zidni on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat. I wish to start a special series and it's titled The Gateway Series to the Quran. Every believer needs to link himself to the Quran. And without the Quran, we are lost. And so, with the Quran in our life, we are on the straight path. We receive guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we understand where our objective lies. So in the series, inshallah, I want to cover the Quran and revelation. I want to cover the historical background to the Quranic revelation. I want to discuss how the Quran was compiled through the different phases. I want to discuss the multiple readings of the Quran. I also want to discuss the miraculous nature of the Quran and also look at the subject matters of the Quran. What does the Quran speak about? Now, let's start off with some introductory remarks. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the message of the Creator to mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you and I in it and through it. It is a book which brings eternal bliss. It is a book which is Mubarak, which has been sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the first book which was revealed in the Arabic language, and it has withstood the passage of 1400 years. Allahu Akbar. And it's amazing because with the passage of time, with centuries that pass, even languages become extinct, rivers change course, civilizations rise and fall. But look at the miraculous nature of the Quran. Now, what is the name of the Quran? There are five names by which the Quran is popularly known as. The first one is Quran itself. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. The word Quran either comes from qarana, which means together. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. It is our responsibility to gather the Quran in your heart. So Quran either comes from the root word qarana, which means together, or the word Quran comes from qara'a, which means to read. So the word Quran either means together, or it either means to recite. Another name of the Quran by which it is popularly known as is Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan, the distinguisher. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is Allah who has revealed Al-Furqan to his servant. So another name of the Quran is Al-Furqan. The third name of the Quran is الذكر. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr. Dhikr means a reminder. And the Quran continuously reminds us of our objective in life. Another name, the fourth name of the Quran is Al-Kitab. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is a book in which there is no doubt. So, Kitab, which means book. This is also one of the names of the Quran, Al-Kitab. And the last one that we are discussing is Tanzeel. Tanzeelun min Rabbil Alameen. The Quran is also known as Tanzeel, revelation. Tanzeel means revelation, which is referring to the Quran. So there are five names by which the Quran is popularly known. The first one is Al-Quran, which appears 61 times in the text itself. So Al-Quran is the most famous name of the Book of Allah. The second one is Al-Furqan, the distinguisher. It distinguishes between all good and bad. The third one is al-dhikr, the reminder. And the fourth one is al-kitab, the book. And the fifth one is tanzeel, revelation. So these are the five popular names of the Quran. And the reason why we are discussing this today is because we need to build a personal link with the Quran. We need to establish a personal connection with the Quran. We need to draw guidance from the Quran because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Quran for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world for a reason, and Allah has sent us to this world for a reason. What is the objective of life? Where did we come from? What is our motive in life, and where are we going? What do we do? What don't we do? what pleases Allah, what displeases Allah, all this has been covered in the Quran. And that is why the Quran is the manual of life. The Quran helps us understand our objective. The Quran helps us refine our morals. The Quran helps us understand our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran makes us understand that look how the nations of the past were dealt with. So the Quran has been revealed for a reason. The Quran has not only been revealed for recital purposes. Understand this. The Quran has not only been revealed for the sake of reciting. Rather, the Quran has been revealed to take humanity out of darkness and to take them to light. As the Quran itself says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلَّاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O Nabi of Allah, we have revealed this book to you. We have revealed the Quran to you so that you may take people out of darkness and take them to Noor and take them to light. Now understand this in this context. There is a huge gap between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. There is a gap of 600 years, and this gap is known as Zamanul Fatra, which basically means a period which the world did not see any Nabi. Whenever the world went astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent out a Nabi. But after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the world did not see any Nabi for 600 years. Now I want you to think and I want you to reflect on this. What would be the state of the world at that time where it did not see a Nabi for such a long period? If you as a teacher, if you leave your classroom for half an hour, what happens to them? They'll get up to such mischief. And when you come back, you'll be like, Ya Salam, what happened here? What happened here? The world was engulfed by darkness upon darkness. People did as they pleased. Women were treated as objects. If a husband passed away, she would automatically become the property of the brother. This was how low humanity stooped. A woman had no right to inherit. A woman had no right to do any business. A woman had no right to acquire any knowledge. So the world was engulfed by sheer darkness. It is at a time where a woman had no rights. It was at a time where humanity was at its lowest in every way possible. Sayyidina Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu paints a picture for us. When he was summoned by Najashi, the African king, and when he asked the Muslims, what is your religion about? And I want you to reflect on this. I want you to understand in which period the Quran was revealed and how the Quran changed the life of Sahaba and how it still has the power to change the life of any person today. And I want you to pay attention and reflect on the words of Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So here he is standing in the court of Najashi, and he's been asked to introduce what is Islam, and he's been asked to explain what is his message. So he says, Ayyuhal Malik, kunna qawman ahla jahiliya. O king, what do we tell you? We were gripped in jahiliya. We were in the days of ignorance. Na'budul asnam. We used to worship the idols that we used to make with our own hands. That's how low we were. Na'kulul maytata. We used to eat of the carcasses that would be found on the road. If we found a dead animal, we never gave it a second thought. We would indulge in it immediately. And we would not worry whether it's halal or haram. وَنَقْطَوُ الْأَرْحَامِ. And we used to break off ties. We used to break off family relations. We used to be cold towards one another. وَنُسِيءُ الْجِوَارُ. And O king, we used to fight with our neighbors. We used to ill-treat them. We used to ill-treat our neighbors. And we used to be harsh towards our neighbors. يَأْكُلُ الْقَوِيُّ مِنَّ الضَّعِيفِ. O king, in our time, the strong one amongst us would devour the weak one amongst us. There was no concept of looking after the vulnerable people in our community. We were gripped in this dark ages. نأتي الفواحشة. We used to commit all kinds of obscene acts. We used to perpetrate all kinds of gunas and all kinds of sins. And now Sayyidina Jafar radiallahu ta'ala goes on to explain that, O King, we were in these dark ages when Allah sent down Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he came with the Quran and he reformed our ways and he told us, فَأَمَرَنَا أَن نَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ. He told us, don't worship the idols. Don't worship the idols. Worship Allah. Worship Allah alone. Worship Allah alone, who is the creator, the maker, the sustainer, the cherisher, and the nourisher of the universe. Worship Allah alone and don't worship anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told us to speak the truth at every juncture in our life. He told us to be kind to our neighbors. He told us to be trustworthy. He told us to join ties and family ties with our family members. He told us to be kind to the orphans. So what Sayyidina Jafar is presenting to Najashi is that, look where we were. We were in sheer darkness. And look where Allah brought us through the blessings of the Quran and through the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is presenting to Jafar a complete model for success in this world and the year after. That just as how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam reformed our ways through the Quran, even here in your land, you can see success. So what we learn from you, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the Quran was revealed at a time where humanity was at its lowest. And through the reformation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed the lowest of low to the highest of high. The very Sahaba who were the lowest of low in society today became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They became the dwellers of Jannah. They became the flag bearers of Islam, all through the blessings and the barakah of the Quran. So this Quran, Kitabun anzallahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, that we have revealed this Quran to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you may take humanity out of darkness and bring them back to light. This is the objective of the Quran. This is why the Quran was revealed to us, to take us out of our own darkness and bring us to the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even today, 1400 years later, this Quran has the propensity and the ability to transform the lives of people and to transform the ways of people. Even today, go to any khanqah, go to any spiritual leaders gathering, you will see that Quran is part and parcel of his techniques in reforming the people. So Quran will remain till the day of Qiyamah. The Quran was not only revealed for it to be recited. The Quran was rather revealed to transform our lives, to take us out of darkness, to bring us to the straight path, to make us aware of our objective, to make us realize why we are in this world, to make us understand who our Creator is, to make us understand what pleases Allah, to make us understand what displeases Allah, to make us understand what is good morals. The Quran is a complete code of life. And if a person who holds on to the Quran will bring his life to success, mashallah. The more closer we bring ourselves to the Quran, the more nur, the more blessings of Allah we draw in our life, and the more success we have in our life. And the more we drift away from the Quran, and the further we drift away from the Quran, the more destruction we bring to our lives. So the Quran has been revealed for a reason. And that is to conscientize mankind of their purpose and their objective in their life. And if a person has the Quran in his life, inshallah, he will never go wrong. Never go wrong. So today we've discussed why the Quran has been revealed. Today we've discussed why we need the Quran in our life. Because we need guidance. Hudal linnas. The Quran has been revealed for humanity, not only for Muslims. Hudal linnas, لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. The Quran has been revealed for Muslims and non-Muslims alike. The Quran has been revealed for Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Every person can draw guidance from the Quran. And so we need to establish a strong link with the Quran. And this is the objective of the series that we have started today, the Gateway series to the Quran. And the objective behind this series is for us to link ourselves to the Quran and for us to bring ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His divine book, and for us to reform our ways and to live a life of purpose, to live a life of objective. And that can only be achieved if we have the Quran in our life. These are the intentions behind the series. And by the end of the series, you will be left with profound love for the Quran, number one. Number two, you will have a strong connection with the Quran. And number three, you will have a daily routine of reciting the Quran. That's what we wish to achieve with this series of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to benefit from whatever has been said and whatever we will discuss in future also, inshallah.